This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Today's discussion centers around a fascinating article, Unicorn Troubles and the Necessity of Balanced Social Performance, introducing the BSP framework. It explores the limitations of traditional business models and introduces a new framework for evaluating social impact. What initially drew you to this topic?
The inherent flaw in focusing solely on financial metrics when assessing organizational success. We've seen unicorns, companies with massive valuations, falter due to neglecting their social responsibilities. The BSP framework offers a much-needed corrective.
Exactly. These high-flying companies often overlook the broader social ecosystem. Can you elaborate on how the BSP framework addresses this?
It moves beyond a transactional model, considering the interconnectedness of individual, organizational, and societal performance. It's about understanding the ripple effects of a company's actions.
So it's not just about profits, but about the overall well-being of the communities these companies operate within. The article uses Uber and Airbnb as examples of companies that experience setbacks due to neglecting social dynamics. Can you expand on that?
Absolutely. Both companies disrupted existing systems, but faced pushback due to regulatory issues, community concerns, and ethical dilemmas. Their initial success masked underlying social problems they created.
It highlights the need to look beyond the balance sheet, right? There's more to a company's success than just financial figures.
Precisely. The BSP framework emphasizes the importance of considering the full social impact, not just the immediate financial gains.
The article draws a parallel between the film Cosmic Zoom and the BSP framework. How does this analogy work?
Cosmic Zoom visually demonstrates the interconnectedness of different scales, from the microscopic to the macroscopic. Similarly, BSP integrates individual, organizational, and societal levels of social performance.
So it's about seeing the bigger picture and understanding how actions at one level impact others.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach, recognizing that all human performance is inherently social.
The framework outlines three key dimensions of social performance: interpersonal, organizational, and community/social. Can you explain these?
Interpersonal performance, ISP, focuses on relationships and emotional intelligence. Organizational performance, OSP, deals with financial and logistical resources. Community/social performance, CSP, encompasses broader societal factors like poverty and governance.
And these dimensions operate at three nested levels: individual, organizational, and societal. How do these levels interact?
Individual abilities influence organizational effectiveness, which in turn impacts the broader community. It's a cascading effect.
The article mentions that BSP integrates existing metrics like ESG, CSR, and WE Corp certifications. How does it do this?
It doesn't replace these existing frameworks, but rather integrates them into a more comprehensive system. It provides a unified approach to measuring social performance.
So it's not reinventing the wheel, but rather building upon existing best practices?
Exactly. It leverages the strengths of established metrics to create a more holistic and effective system.
The article introduces the Performance Improvement Institute, PII. What is their role in promoting the BSP framework?
PII is an international center that develops and implements the BSP framework, offering consulting, educational services, and certification programs.
They've worked on various projects across different locations. Can you highlight some of their work?
Yes, they have a long history of working with organizations and communities in places like Salta, Argentina, Colon City, Panama, and Barrio 31, Buenos Aires. Their work demonstrates the practical application of the BSP framework.
The article mentions an upcoming book by Mariana Bernadez that will delve deeper into the BSP framework. What can readers expect from this book?
The book will provide a more comprehensive explanation of the framework, including case studies and practical examples. It will offer a detailed guide for organizations looking to improve their social performance.
So it will be the valuable resource for anyone interested in learning more about BSP and its practical applications?
Absolutely. It will provide a deeper understanding of the framework and its potential to drive positive change.
The article emphasizes the cost-effectiveness of the BSP framework and its potential to maximize both social and traditional ROI. How does it achieve this?
By providing a holistic view, BSP allows for targeted interventions. Addressing social issues proactively can prevent larger, more costly problems down the line.
So it's about preventing problems rather than just reacting to them.
Precisely. A proactive approach leads to more sustainable improvements and a better overall return on investment.
The article concluded by emphasizing, like, the ESP framework is not just a theoretical model, but a practical tool for improving performance. What is the key takeaway for listeners?
The key takeaway is that sustainable success requires a balanced approach that considers social impact alongside financial performance. The BSP framework provides a roadmap for achieving this balance.
And for organizations looking to implement the BSP framework, what resources are available?
The Performance Improvement Institute offers a range of services, from consulting to certification programs, to help organizations integrate the BSP framework into their operations.
The article also mentions several other related articles on the website. Are there any specific ones you'd recommend to our listeners?
I would recommend exploring the articles on social innovation and sustainable business models. These provide further context and insights into the broader themes discussed in the main article.
Excellent. That gives our listeners a good starting point for further research. Are there any potential criticisms of the BSP framework that you'd like to address?
One potential criticism could be the complexity of measuring and integrating all the different dimensions and levels of social performance. However, the framework provides a structured approach to address this challenge.
So it's a matter of careful implementation and data collection?
Precisely. The framework provides the structure, but successful implementation requires careful planning and execution.
What do you see as the future of the BSP framework and its potential impact on businesses and society?
I believe the BSP framework has the potential to become a widely adopted standard for measuring and improving social performance. It could fundamentally change how businesses operate and contribute to a more sustainable and equitable future.
That's a very optimistic outlook. It's exciting to think about the potential positive impact. This discussion has been incredibly insightful. Thank you for sharing your expertise on the BSP framework and its potential to transform how we view organizational success.
My pleasure. I hope this discussion has provided valuable insights for your listeners. I encourage everyone to explore the resources mentioned and consider how they can integrate the principles of balanced social performance into their own work.
That was a great discussion.